This past week marked the first anniversary of the resumption of the Palestinian Revolt, or Intifada, against Israeli occupation. More than 700 people have been killed, mostly Palestinians. The renewed conflict stunned many who believed the establishment of a Palestinian state was imminent. One person not surprised was Israeli journalist Amira Haas. Haas is the only Israeli Jewish reporter who lives in the occupied territories. She spent 3 years in the Gaza Strip and now lives in the West Bank city of Ramallah. NPR's Jennifer Ludden has this profile.
With her round, wire-framed glasses and light skin, Haas looks every bit the daughter of East European Jews. She says she's never hidden her Israeli identity and couldn't if she tried. She speaks only passable Arabic with a thick Hebrew accent.
Hi. Amira.
Haas writes for the respected liberal newspaper Haaretz and focuses on daily suffering among ordinary Palestinians. On this day, she meets with a woman who describes the difficulties of traveling to her job with the Israeli army's suffocating closure policy. It's an obstacle Haas not just reports on, but chooses to live with.
Because still I think it's very different if you live through curfew, if you hear the soldiers shouting and shooting, if you go in empty streets afraid to be harassed, if you... I feel it's very different as a journalist for me to experience this.
As a journalist, she says, and as an Israeli, Haas is driven by her own parents' stories of enduring the Holocaust. Their memories left her with one searing image above others, German women who watched indifferently as Haas's mother was transferred from a cattle car to the Bergen-Belsen concentration camp. Haas writes that, from an early age, I decided my place was not with the bystanders. Openly opinionated, Haas has long been a sharp critic of Israeli policies, and looking back, her reporting can seem eerily prescient. When she accepted a Press Freedom Award last year in Boston, she felt compelled to grab the microphone and clarify what she saw happening between Israelis and Palestinians. It was 4 months before the outbreak of violence.
I'm afraid that I have to say it is not a peace process. I know it's not the official position of my paper, but that's what I've been writing for the last 7 years. I feel that Israel is looking for ways for a different sort of domineering over Palestinians. It is very explosive. The situation is very explosive. There isn't much understanding that the current affairs are not leading to such a peaceful solution. So.
Some Israelis praise Haas's work, but she also receives thousands of hate mail messages. Critics like political analyst Gerald Steinberg accuse Haas of operating out of ideology, not objectivity.
She follows the Palestinian line very closely. If she were to say things that the Palestinians didn't like, then she would be thrown out like every other Israeli or foreign reporter that goes in there. But she's just reflecting and repeating the Palestinian line. That's what her critics say, and I think there's a lot of truth to that.
In fact, foreign reporters do criticize the Palestinian Authority, as does Haas. Palestinian officials twice threatened to expel her for writing about alleged human rights abuses. At a recent press conference in Ramallah, she badgered Palestinian security chief Jibril Rajoub. You blame the Intifada on Israel's occupation, she told him, but you know Palestinians are also protesting the Palestinian Authority's corruption and lack of democracy. While Haas writes for an Israeli readership, Saman Khoury of the Palestine Media Center says Palestinians also learn from her work.
When she talks about Israeli fears, for us, it's more genuine when it comes from a person like Amira Haas, and it's more comprehensible.
For Haas, the two cultures intertwine. She even sees in Palestinians what East European Jews call a shtetl sense of humor, honed, she imagines, through the hardships of living in their own kind of ghetto. Haas says she tries to expose what she calls the central contradiction of the state of Israel, democracy for some, dispossession for others, an imbalance the Oslo peace process did not change. The Palestinian revolt, she says, was expected, even inevitable. but it has failed.
So far, if the Intifada really meant to reach the Israeli people and to tell them that there is occupation going on and we are tired of it and we don't want a solution which is based upon unequal balance of power, which is to the benefit of the Israelis, so far this message has not really managed to reach the great majority of Israelis.
Amira Haas admits the assessment could also describe the failure of her own work, her seemingly futile attempts to humanize Palestinians for Israelis. Yet when asked if she's frustrated by this, she laughs and says she doesn't really have time to think about it. There's too much reporting to do. Jennifer Ludden, NPR News, Ramallah.